morning out there in Taxi Land. You're on the Mike and Abe show. And
yes,
Mike, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is I had a very good week of cab driving, and I keep getting these people in the cab who very sheepishly expect me to explode when they talk about Uber. They're like, is the Uber thing bothering you? I say, no, Uber thing's not bothering me. I said, it's bothering the guys who let it bother them. And I basically told them, so long as Uber keeps charging double and triple the price that I charge, I'm happy. Now, where Uber bothers me is these little towns outside the city where their drivers are basically indentured slaves by their own hand, where they bought these cars and all these things, and now they're making nothing. They're getting these cheap rides, which are about half of the local cab ride prices. But in New York, they're clipping the passengers on a regular basis. So then they get into my cab, and they thank me for being on time. And I had a couple of very lovely people, nice women, steady cab riders. They said, oh, I've been taking cabs since 1961, mm-hmm. had one lady say.
Yeah.
And she said, I would never take Uber. I said, you guys work very hard, and thank you very much. And I thought I was going to start crying. Mm-hmm. It was like, couldn't have said it better myself, but they don't trust Uber. And then I asked this, I told this one woman, I said, well, you know, with these Uber drivers, they don't want to get fingerprinted. She goes, well, what do you mean fingerprinted? I said, well, Governor Cuomo doesn't want Uber drivers, he hasn't forced them to get fingerprinted yet. She goes, well, how can that be? I said, I thought they were all fingerprinted. I said, no. The yellow cab drivers are fingerprinted. The limousine drivers, legitimate limousine drivers in New York City, are fingerprinted. But the Uber drivers have been fighting being fingerprinted, and it's not up to them. It's up to us. It's up to Cuomo, who's supposed to protect the people who live here, to fingerprint people in public transportation. The bus driver is fingerprinted. The subway driver is fingerprinted. The cab driver is fingerprinted. But the Uber driver is just some guy who falls out of the sky and is probably using his friend's car, and he's totally under the radar. So people, the security of the yellow cab has brought a lot of people back. Mm-hmm. How's that for an opening rant?
That's great. Nobody yep. knows who's driving these Uber cars, okay? I mean, even, uh-huh. you know, the owner of the FHV has to have a TLC license, okay? Mm-hmm. And that requires fingerprinting, okay? And now we're talking about New York City, all right? Mm-hmm. But nobody knows who's driving them, because they can just put anybody behind a wheel, okay? And,
yeah, and again, I see these guys at Kennedy Airport. My nickname is JFK Mike, because I practically, I don't live there, but I should, at Kennedy Airport. And I see them in the lot, and I see all these Uber cars sitting there, and you're saying to yourself, what if there's like a few wackos in the mix sitting at Kennedy Airport? They're not fingerprinted. Nobody knows who they are. And next to that, I see a poster with a cop and a police dog. It's an advertisement. If you see something, say something. It's like, okay, how about this? How about you get like a dozen guys in the lot who don't have fingerprints? They're driving Uber cars, and they're going back and forth to the terminals. What are we going to do? We're going to wait till something horrible happens, and we're going to say, gee, maybe they should have got fingerprinted. That's what we're saying now. So we can't say we didn't warn you. Hope to God nothing like that happens, but they're not preventing anything by letting these guys get away without being fingerprinted. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Well, they should go through the lot and have the Uber cars present their credentials, the drivers.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You know, and, mm-hmm. and weed out the ones that are, like I say, you know, driving their brother-in-law's car, okay, without a TLC mm-hmm. license, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and, you know, there's a deal between the brother-in-law and whoever's driving that he'll get his cut when the cut comes in, if it comes in, if it doesn't come in.
Right.
You know, there's a 90% turnover of Uber drivers every 6 months.
I did not know that. When did you read that?
I read that somewhere. Okay. This is nationwide. This is why they don't want to do fingerprinting. Because the turnover is so great that they need to have this revolving door running fast. And the mm-hmm. fingerprinting takes several weeks to validate. All right.
Right. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's their problem. And in New York State, where they're trying to get a license to operate statewide, they are worried about that. Okay. And number two, I have found out last week from some people that live in Long Island that Uber is all over the place in Long Island illegally.
Illegally? Meaning what?
Meaning that they're not licensed in Long Island. They're only licensed in the city of New York. Okay? And Long Island does not include the city of New York. Is not included, I should say. Okay,
a
in
lot
the
of
city.
People don't know this.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it, all right? And I spoke to some people last week who live on Long Island, and they're all over the place. Okay? Right. I kind of knew that. I heard, you know, rumors about that. All right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're probably operating upstate, you know, right now without any license. Okay? When I was in Newburgh last June, I came to New York, and I was in Newburgh. And I asked a couple of the taxi drivers there if Uber was operating, and they said yes. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they don't really, you know, all they're trying to do is get legal licenses in the rest of the state of New York. Okay? They're already operating.
I'll tell you one thing about you. You're always good for breaking news because you always have on your website all these articles connected to our plight.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to say to yourself, I don't see me, that one reason, and I've caught hell for it, and I'll fall on my sword on the radio show here. That's why I voted for Trump. And I'm going to say it, and I hate saying that on the air because I catch hell for it every time I do.
Mm.
But I don't need that much from the government. I just need someone to watch, you know, make fingerprints and put people in jail and run the trains and the buses and fingerprint Uber drivers, because I just need, basically, from the government, I just need some protection
right.
from the wackos. Everything else I can kind of, like, deal with. I'd like them to straighten out the health care stuff, because I do need a health plan. Everybody needs a health plan.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Uber, I can't think of anything more basic than to fingerprint a driver in public transportation. I mean, you get women and children and babies and people trusting the driver, and I think in the back of their minds, they just say to themselves, well, he's driving a car that looks like a limo, so they just think that he's obviously going to be fingerprinted and checked for a criminal record. And the fact is a lot of these Uber drivers are not. You got to be kidding me. I mean, who is against that? I mean, what politician in their right mind is against a driver on a one-to-one basis with a passenger being fingerprinted for a violent criminal past or to see if he's on the run? I mean, to see if there's some fingerprints floating around out there from a violent crime that might match up with an Uber driver.
Well, you know, Mike, yeah. Over the years, you know, taxi drivers in New York City and, you know, elsewhere around the country have been fingerprinted. And, you know, the amount of crimes that may be committed by for-hire vehicle drivers, including taxi drivers, or I should say the taxi drivers, okay, and the legal for-hire vehicle drivers, the ones that do have TLC licenses and don't, you know, play around, you know, the crime rate is very, very, very low. Very
right.
low. Okay, but with the Uber drivers, you're constantly hearing about situations of rape and attempted rape and robbery and you know, this is nationwide, okay, worldwide. Okay,
right.
And you know, it just makes so much sense to vet these drivers and know who the hell they are, okay, mm-hmm. and where they've been and what their experiences are, okay.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
and it's very telling. I mean, we do our little show in here. Or actually, it's pretty, becoming a very good show. But mm-hmm. I mean, the fact of us, they say, oh, you know, the cab drivers just ragging about Uber. It's like, no. There are some objective opinions where everybody should be on the same page with certain things. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, you get your wife, you get your girlfriend, you get kids going into a car at 11 or 12 o'clock at night. You got to have the guy fingerprinted. How do you know who this guy is? This guy might have, like, you know, like a trail of dead bodies lying in the ground somewhere. And the fingerprints, you know, would match that up. It's not that big a deal. And because some corporate globalist, whatever other ist these people are, don't want to do it, it doesn't matter what they want to do. They're a private enterprise. It has to be do with the will of the people and the government to protect the people. And it's such a basic thing. And I, like I said, it would also help the existing Uber drivers who are legit Because the guys who would submit their fingerprints would be that much more respected in their field. Because right now, like you said, they're even not even allowed to get an Uber. They just use their friend's phone and jump into a car and drive at night. They're not even processed by Uber. They have these like phones where they just hand it to another guy off the street when the other guy goes home. It's not even processed by Uber. Mm-hmm. So the Taxi Commission of New York City, I don't know why they're afraid of Uber. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know. Another real telling thing is I don't know why the so-called transit union, well, transit workers union in New York City, TWU Local 100, they keep saying, "Oh, we need a new contract for the city of New York." And your friend Carolyn was very good because she sent me information that I almost fell off the chair. She said in the last year, mass transit revenues are down about 7% from last year. And I would point the finger at this whole Uber mess for just sucking off 7% from the MTA revenues. How do you feel about that?
Not good.
Not good.
Not
and then
good.
The workers, you know, you talk about fake news, and I'm reading how their workers, there was some propaganda press release that says, well, the union and the city have come to a deal, and workers have called it a great deal, and you talk about the fake news. I'm like, let me see what this great deal is that I keep hearing about in the press. And apparently the great deal is a 2% raise.
and they're raising the subway fare, the transit fare, I should say, subways and buses, to $3.
Right. By a quarter to $3.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And this is another thing with Uber. They have the Uber group ride going, and it's just drawing revenues away from MTA, and we pay into the MTA. The cabbies, the yellow cabs in New York City, specifically fork over via the passengers and us 50 cents per trip, and we also pay for the bridges and tolls, bridges and tunnel tolls. I did the math the other day. It's $300 million a year just from the yellow cab industry, just from the yellow cab industry in New York City.
Right.
And at what point do we have a voice in the negotiation? While the Transit Workers Union, Local 100, apparently, is all set to give the store away with a 2% raise, they've said nothing about Uber. At what point does this so-called union protect its workers by saying, hey, you got to get rid of Uber? They're dragging revenue away from everybody. I mean, what kind of union is that?
The question is, how much longer can this go on, you know?
Do we have a big election in the fall?
Yeah,
we have de Blasio is running for re-election, and then almost the entire city council is running for re-election, and that's the big dirty little secret in New York City is when are they going to start talking about the local politics again? Everything is Trump. But listen, you got local elected officials here. You got Mayor de Blasio. You have the city council. And you get all this national election and national demonstration and demonstrations and marching. Is listen, at what point do you get back to saying, listen, we gotta start running the city again? I mean, it's nice to be on TV nationwide, but you gotta run the city, and there are huge elections in the fall, and I hope we get some people who are gonna pipe up and talk about something to fight Uber, A, not wanting to get fingerprinted for security purposes, that we need that, and B, to stop sucking the revenue off of the mass transit in New York City, because we need that too. What the hell is going on here?
We need new leadership, you know, in New York City, leadership that will actually solve the problems. The traffic problem, which is worse than ever before, right? And the problem of the, you know, the MTA and their funds, you know, being siphoned off by, you know, I don't see how 15 Uber cars, you know, are better than one bus.
It's idiotic.
Yeah, it is idiotic. You know, I mean, here you got 15 vehicles that are polluting the air rather than one electric running bus.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's and here they are talking about global warming and. They've saved the environment, and everybody's supposed to be, like, you know, green technology. So what are you talking about? You just put 50,000 Uber cars on the streets of New York in 2 years, gas-burning Uber cars. And even if they get, oh well, even if they get some kind of, let's say they're using less gas. Okay, if they're using 40% of the gas they used to, that's still the equivalent of 20,000 gas guzzlers. If it's 50,000 fuel efficient cars, okay, so let's say it's the equivalent of 20,000 gas guzzlers being squashed into Manhattan streets, pouring pollution into the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just flies in the face of how much money is going into the politicians' pockets to just destroy the environment, threaten public safety, and drag money away from the buses and subways. I mean, at what point do people say enough? I know I am. I'm saying, listen, no more, enough. Just vote opposite in the fall at this stage of the game. Unless we see some changes with this political nonsense, just vote opposite. Keep it simple. That's all.
Okay. You know, there was an article out this week that Apple is being sued. Apple, the iPhone maker. Okay.
Never heard of them.
Well,
who are they?
Well, you know who they are. Okay. They're being sued because they have a patent on some way to keep the iPhone from texting while in a car.
Right.
And they've had this patent for several years, but they've never used it.
Well, hold okay. on. Back up. They have a patent for what?
In other words, you have an iPhone and you're in a car and you're texting, right?
Right.
Well, they have a patent that will prohibit that you know, they could somehow, some way, keep that phone from doing a text while in a moving vehicle.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, you know, it's funny, but you know, I have in my car, in my personal vehicle, a Bluetooth in the dashboard, and you know, it knows when the car is moving. You know, so if I were to try to dial a number on the dashboard, you know, there's a screen that comes up with a phone pad, and you could use that pad. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 comes up on the screen. You could use that to make a phone call rather than using your cell phone. Okay, it's Bluetooth mm-hmm. with your cell phone, but if the car is moving, it won't allow you to do it.
Interesting.
So it's something similar to that. Okay, mm-hmm. You know, and you know, Uber without their iPhone, without their their ability to text and whatever, you know, it's certainly, you know, you've said it many times that people were, you know, running down the street looking at their phones, waiting for a beep, right?
Right.
You know, this all should be eliminated. You know, they should have, you know, if they want to operate legally, they should have, number one, they should have a system like the taxis have, the TPEP system. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, when something comes up on the taxi app, it comes up on the TPEP system, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, and also that if they had the TPEP system, they could keep track of all their fares.
Now, for the layperson, what is the TPEP? Because we take for granted that we know these acronyms.
Why don't you explain it, Mike?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
You use it every day that you go to work.
Taxi,
what do you mean?
What is TPEP? It's like a little display that tells you everything on the front of the dashboard. Of the
it's equipment that's part of the vehicle. Okay,
right.
Where and I haven't used it in a few years. Okay, I mean they may have made alterations to it, but it tells you it records every fare.
Right,
and electronically, okay. Mm-hmm. It eliminated the need for trip cards, which we used to have.
Right,
you know, which was a great thing when they came up with ways not for us to have to write down every fare. Okay,
mm-hmm.
In other words, it knows where you are. It's GPS connected. Okay,
right.
It knows exactly where you are when you turn on the meter. It knows exactly mm-hmm. where you are when you turn off the meter. It knows exactly
right.
how long that fare took. And exactly how much the meter ran, and there have been alterations to it over the years. I understand. Okay. And you know, Uber and all of these other outfits, you know, like Uber, they don't have this, okay? The TLC is able to keep track of all of the statistics of the taxi with the TPEP system. And with the green cars, they call it the LPEP. It's the same thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Uber needs the UPEP. All right? Pep you, Uber.
Yeah,
Okay?
Pep you Uber. Fuck Uber.
No,
As
don't
one
say
cabbie
that,
said.
Mike. I gotta edit that out, please.
Well, I didn't say that. I said Fark Suber.
Oh,
I didn't say
fuck.
cursive.
I say it again.
Fark Suber.
Okay.
Now you don't have that in
I
out.
have
You're
added
good.
nothing. Okay. It's Fark, not the other one, right? Well,
Exactly.
freak
So
Suba,
sideways.
freak Suba, right?
It's worse. It's worse than the other word. Fark Suber. That's even worse. Yeah. What do you call it? Oh, I had a fare to Atlantic City last week.
Yeah, I heard.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Well, let me just run this down on a brighter note.
Yeah.
I'm at Kennedy Airport. My first trip. I'm first trip. I owed you some $80. So I was like, oh man, how do I get 80? It's $80. So the phone won't go off like a pinball machine. So I'm sitting at Kennedy. We're getting a lot of credit cards lately, which is good because I guess a lot of the Uber people are coming back and they swear by the credit card. So that's kind of like a telltale sign. In a way, it's good that we're getting
Well,
a lot of credit cards.
they would rather have control of their credit cards than have Uber have control of their credit cards, that's for sure.
This is true. This is
Okay.
true. They don't know who these people are. They
They
don't take
get
their
into an
personality.
Uber,
What are you going to
they
get
get
into?
into an Uber car. They don't know what they're being charged, right?
Yeah, by an unfingerprinted driver who might be like a serial killer. They don't know. I mean, so they're a little bit leery of it. People are a little bit leery now of being driven by potential serial killers that aren't fingerprinted. But they don't know. I mean, I'm not saying they are, but there's no way to tell.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm in Kennedy Airport. I say, well, how am I going to get Abe's $80? So I'm sitting in the lot. I go up to terminal, what is it, terminal 4, I think. And the girl comes over and goes, you got your rate book? I said, "What is your blue book?" I said, "Oh, okay, great. I'm going to get an out of town job." And two cabbies in front of me, I see their hands saying, "No, no, no, no." They wave it off. So I'm like the third cab in line. She goes to, and she goes, "The guy wants to go to Atlantic City, and he wants to know how much it's going to cost." So I look in the blue book. It says some crazy number like $600 because it's 120 miles away. And usually the blue book goes like, okay, well, it's out of town, 120 miles. It's double the meter legally out of town. So it's, or whatever the agreed upon fare.
Well,
Because
double
we
the
can check.
meter is only for Nassau and Westchester County.
Right. But out of town, you can set your own price as
Yeah,
long as they
you're right. You
agree.
can set a flat rate, a rate 5.
Right. You can look in the book at a flat rate. That's what people like when they go out of
Okay,
town.
so
They don't want
you got
like
a
mumbo.
flat rate. You got a flat rate.
I got a flat rate. So the guy goes, how much? He was like this Jewish Russian guy living in Israel. I don't know. But he's like, how much is it to go with my wife? We have to go to Atlantic City. I was like, oh, okay. So I look at the book. I said, well, this guy ain't going to pay $700, $600 away from the city. I said, I'll tell you what. Tell him, I told the dispatcher, tell him it's going to be about $300, $350. So of course she goes back. He goes, he'll do it for $300. I said, let's go. And he hops in, and off we go to Atlantic City. And he was a good guy. He paid at the end. Man, I'll tell you, I was doing the speed limit on the Garden State Parkway in the middle lane. The speed limit there is 65. And maybe you could sneak it to 70, just because you're a cab, you don't want to get caught in a speeding thing. I'm in the middle lane going. I'm in the middle lane going 65, 70 miles an hour legally because every now and then, what can I tell you? I didn't go crazy with speed. Because I'm a yellow cab, I'll be like a trophy that they would mount and stuff down there.
Let me stop you
So I'm
for
in the
one
middle lane.
second. Let me stop. You started this fair at JFK. You took the Bell Parkway to the Verrazano Bridge,
That's
right?
correct. Took the Bell Parkway to Verrazano Bridge.
Okay,
Got
and
on the.
right away, did you include the toll?
Everything was in there for the flat rate. At the end, he gave me $325.
Okay.
But I included the toll, and the gas, and I didn't know how much the tolls were going to be, so I got
Right.
stuck on a lot of tolls, and
You got
so it's about
stuck.
$60 down the drain
You got
between the
sh
gas and the toll.
You did a stuck job.
Well, it was a shtup job, yes, but I mean
Okay.
at the same time, it's a 5-hour round trip, and it
Yeah.
pretty much got the same money as if you had a good 5 hours on the street without the aggravation.
Yeah, you know okay. I mean? All right, well, I always say if you could at least equal the money you would have got on the street, it's worth the trip.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else that happened when I was getting the fare. You got these cab drivers in front of you, and they try and gouge, they try and, like, charge these people on the moon. They don't move from the price, and then the people walk away.
Yeah.
And, I mean, God forbid they go, like, we'll try one of the other drivers. I don't want to go somewhere for $300. Maybe one of the other drivers will. They just say, I don't want to go, and the people, like, look at the dispatcher, and they walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I see this all the time. And the other day, after I got back from Atlantic City, I saw one guy in the front of the line. He was talking to a passenger. The guy keeps looking at his phone. He's talking to the cab driver. And you know the cab driver is trying to get him to go out of town for some incredible rate. So the guy's going to his phone. He's checking other places. Some of these cab drivers today, I don't know where their mind is. They think people have to pay. They don't have to pay. You got to make a reasonable rate. Anyway, I got down to Atlantic City. It was all good. I went to the casino. I played like two or three hands of blackjack, lost $50, which people have said I'm a big winner if I leave Atlantic City losing $50. So,
well,
I brought the rest of the money.
I would call that a big loser.
$50.
Yeah, I mean, you drove all the way to Atlantic City to give the money to the casino. Come on, you know.
Well, the one thing I found out, I sat down at the blackjack table. I was making a little traction. Because I played one hand, I won. Then I played another hand, I won again.
And you should have left right then and there. You should have left right then and there.
I should have left right, yeah.
Right.
So I was up 40. So actually it was a $90 rap. So I was up 40. And as soon as I'm up 40, a guy comes out of nowhere. This drunk, obnoxious, like, looked like a wise guy from The Sopranos, sits down right next to me with a drink in his hand, starts yelling at the dealer, starts yelling at me, starts yelling at the people. That I was like, am I dreaming this? What the hell is going on? And my focus was so shot that I started screwing up. And the dealer started screwing up because he gave my card to the guy sitting next to me. I was at a 14, and I was going to say hit me, and a 5 came out, which would have been 19, and he didn't even ask if I wanted to get a card, so I just left. So that's enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. Atlantic City now is a ghost town. I mean, you get all the lights on, all the buildings are sparkling and stuff. There's nobody there. And I looked online. You could get 5 nights. You could stay 5 nights in Atlantic City in a major hotel with a $20 a day food coupon for $200. So you could basically stay for 5 nights in Atlantic City for $200, and 100 of it is food. So I guess they're relying on schmucks like me to spend money at the blackjack table. I mean, that's what
yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah. Well done. So,
okay.
But, all right, but I had fun. But just the what I've gleaned from all this is when you're at JFK, you got some cab drivers. They don't know how to work. I mean, I know you have done out-of-town jobs. You've done the fire sale going out of town. What jobs have you done in your history that other cab drivers have just pawned off on you, would you gleefully rap?
Well, give me an example. A lot of these jobs come up at JFK, okay? And mm-hmm. my thing was the streets, all right? But I have done a few out-of-town jobs, all right? Not many. The best one I ever had, I think I said this on a previous show, was to just past Albany, New York. Okay.
Albany, good God.
That was 12 years ago, something like that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I got 500 for it, you know.
You got 500, oh, that's great.
Yeah, but there's no casinos up there, and I didn't have to worry about giving the money away as soon as I got there, all right, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I wouldn't have told this story if I didn't pay you back, so that's, mm-hmm. that's for sure. But,
yeah, well.
But, okay, so you had a $500 job. That's a pretty good job.
Yeah, I left Manhattan at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and coming back, it was a Sunday night, and the thruway was like bumper to bumper. You know, I was crawling on the thruway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming back.
Oh, and you had to bring the car back. That's right. You had to bring it to your driver.
Yeah, right. I had to come all the way back to the city, and actually, I got back to the city at 10 o'clock at night. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I picked up my first fare on Broadway and like 85th Street. You know, I started, you went back to work, you know, that day at 10 o'clock at night, you know, and I did stop and eat along the way. I think I ate at one of the throughway service areas, okay? And, it was a good trip, you know. I mean, it took the hustle out of the day, you know,
Well, that's one thing you just said that's very, very true. It's like, in my mind, if I can get the same money with one job that I otherwise would have to grind out on the street, at the end of the day, then you're in a good place. Because, like I said, when I went to Atlantic City, it was, let's say, 5 hours. I mean, I bleeped around in the casino for like an hour, and but that's on my time. But like for 5 hours, I give or take, I basically made the same money I would have gotten on the street with one job. So it was almost like a little ride in the country. And I'll tell you something else. When I got back, the cab is running like a champ now, because I guess that long trip blew out all the carbon on the on in the engine.
Oh,
You
I
know
don't
what I mean?
know. I don't know if it works that way, like, you
It does. It does. If you have a long trip in a car, well, like cabs are always stop and go. So if you finally have like a 2 or 3 hour like road trip, you blow out all the carbon deposits inside the engine. It runs like a champ now. I mean, unbelievable.
I once had a job late on a Sunday night from the Pennsylvania Hotel, across from Penn Station there, right? To somewhere in Jersey, I don't remember where I went. I got I think $65 for the ride, or $75. Okay, and the guy asked me to wait for him. He was going to go into somebody's house for an hour, and he wanted me to take him back. So I was able to double up on that. All right.
Oh
So,
boy.
you know, so I said, okay, I'll wait for you an hour. I said to him, I didn't charge him anything for the waiting. I went to some Dunkin' Donuts, sat down, had a cup of coffee, right? And an hour later, I pulled up in front of the house where he said he would be, and I called him on my cell phone. Okay, and he came right out, and we went back to the Pennsylvania Hotel for the same price that I took him there. So I actually got $150 to go to Jersey and back, and the whole thing took, you know, a half hour there, a half hour back. Okay,
Wow.
so and an hour I had to wait there, so the whole thing took 2 hours, right? But
That's pretty
the but
damn good.
that but 1 hour I wasn't working. I was actually just, you know, hanging out in the Dunkin' Donuts. You know, I mean, but that those trips are few and far apart. You know, they don't happen often.
Well, they should happen often, and that's another thing with these screwballs at Uber. They work for free. It's a sweatshop, and it used to be you'd get these trips, and I blame the guys who said they were the taxi leaders. What do they do? What do? They don't do anything to protect their business, and they don't make the connection that, listen, you have to protect everything. You got 100 cabs or 200 cabs in your yard. You have to make sure the drivers make money. You have to fight for everything that the drivers can possibly pull into your cab, but they don't care. Their main focus is getting the cab out of the yard, period. And I think that's one thing that has happened with leasing, where before leasing, when we had commission cab drivers on the street, we were all in it together. I mean, the fleet got a piece of the action, the driver got a piece of the action, and the fleet would protect the percentage of business coming in for the driver and for themselves, because everybody was on the same page. And if you had a good day, everybody won. If you had a bad day, the driver, at least the driver would show up, and you'd get something out of the guy by him showing up, because he wasn't going to get buried with $200 in daily expenses. And I just wonder why the with all the technology we have, which could make it easy for commission driving now, and the fleets wouldn't get ripped off with commission driving. Why they don't just make a system where the driver could come in based on commission and work for like 4 or 5 hours? That's where Uber has killed the taxi business, because those Uber cars, those guys can go out and work like 4 or 5 hours and make $50, and some of them are happy doing that, and some cabbies are happy doing
Well,
that,
I've
and
suggested
that
that.
doesn't fit.
I've suggested that, you know, long ago, that
Right.
you know, the fleets offer drivers 4 hour shifts or 6 hour shifts. Okay? You know, because then you would get all the people that have other things to do. They'd come in for 3, 4 hours, and then, you know, make a couple of bucks, and they'd be happy. Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I
drove. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I drove.
Well, I'll tell you. Not only did you drove, but there were days where, I mean, you wanted to go out and make a few bucks. So you worked for commission. Tell us about when you used to work.
When I worked for commission, I wasn't afraid to quit early. You know, because they wanted you to work more, but, you know, there were some nights where you just can't do it. You know, you're just not feeling right. All right. And, right. You know, at least, you know, you made some money. All right. And they give the car to someone else. There was always somebody waiting at the garage for a car to come in.
Right.
You know, whatever time it was, there was always somebody waiting for a car to come in. When it was on commission,
right, like the guy with the cigar, the guy, your friend with the cigar, lives in Florida now.
Yeah, I won't mention his name. Okay, but he was on Tilden Avenue in Brooklyn. Okay, he knows who he is. Right, he was a good guy. I liked him. Okay, Marvin, that's his first name. Okay,
Marvin.
Yeah, all right. I worked for him in the 1970s.
Yeah, so but he's hanging in there.
Yeah,
he must be. He's a medical marvel. I mean, he's still alive.
Well, I don't know if he's alive. I hope so. All right. Now, listen, well, Mike let me
get
change
your old job back.
Let me change the subject here. Number one, you have some important things, okay? Number one, what did I see here? Number one, the Park Central Hotel needs to be commended for what they've done by kicking out the FHV vehicles and just allowing yellow cabs to line up in front of the hotel. Okay?
Which the way it should be.
Right.
The way it should be.
Well, you know, it's been suggested that other taxi drivers fight for their territory. Okay?
Right.
You know, pull up to a hotel and try to get on the taxi line, and the signs on the hotel say taxis, right? Not FHVs, right? Okay. And try to get on the taxi line. Okay. And if you can't get on the taxi line, report it to 311. And there are instructions on our website, NYC Taxi News. Just go to the front page of how to report a 311 call. You know, 311 complaint, I should say. And you will not have to go for a hearing. You can do it over the phone. And these people will be fined. Okay?
Right.
All right? And, you know, we have to fight for our rights. Okay?
That this is what's happening. I mean, we've been too trusting, and we think that the good times are going to... there's a saying in German, at a guy in the cave, he said, the fat years are over.
Yeah,
and what that means is what it means. Everybody was fat and sassy, and they thought we'd be making money all the time. And then Uber comes in, and nobody did anything. And the most annoying phrase I heard was some guy on the phone. He was talking in a conference call. I overheard it because I'm nosy. And the party line is, and then eventually the market will adjust. Listen, the market is going to adjust by putting you out of business, moron. That's how the market's going to adjust, because you're not doing anything. And they just sit back and say, well, the market will adjust. No, the market's not going to adjust. The market's going to adjust when you put a going out of business sale on your taxi garage. That's how the market's going to adjust. So we have to start being proactive. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to fight for our rights, you know?
Yeah.
You got to fight.
Tara, well, I don't want to say her name, but the lady did a very good job. I want to give a hat tip to the Park Central, because they're very, very proactive with this. And I think their view is they got to protect their customers, too. They can't have people paying $400 a night for a hotel room. Then they go downstairs and they have some corrupt doorman ripping them off with some bogus limo. I mean, how insane is that?
Very.
Yeah.
Very insane.
And you get major hotels around the city where this is happening all the time. You have people paying $400 or $500 a night to stay in a hotel, and there's like one or two idiots who have BS'd their way into a doorman job, steering them away from a cab, which is a $10 or $15 legal cab ride, over to some bogus degenerate gambler limo scam, where the guy's going to charge them $100 to go around the block. And you say, at what point does the pardon the French, at what point does the bullshit end between the corrupt doorman ripping off your customers to the general manager saying, listen, we can't have this. If you do this again, you're going to get fired.
Now,
Why can't they just fire the foreman?
It happens when law enforcement decides to clamp down on these people, okay? Now, there was a meeting this week, the precinct that where the hotels are, okay?
Right.
And it seems that the police don't want to upset for some reason, they don't want to be seen as ball breakers, I should say, all right, harassing the FHVs, you know, nobody really knows what this is all about, okay? They've been asked why they don't enforce the rules at the hotels, and they had all of these roundabout answers, okay?
Okay.
All right, I think I have them written down somewhere, if you want to give me a second, all right, to find them. All right, I have them somewhere here. What did I do with them? Here it is, I think. The short answer is don't look for the police to help. They will not ticket if someone is in the car. They can tell them to move, but then they just come right back. They're worried that people think that they, the police, are I don't want to say the word scumbag, so I won't, okay? And they don't want to give out tickets, okay? Uber is wildly popular. DOT gave black cars permission to park 2 and 3 cars deep on 59th Street by the plaza. They didn't comment on the illegal deals between doormen and drivers. I told them, and I is a person that reported this, I told them that there are many instances where they don't even know who was driving the car and that they could be in danger. Not interested. They're not interested. Yellow cab drivers could be a problem too, they said. Okay?
Mm.
Yeah, well, we're not a problem if we're in the spaces that we're supposed to be, which is in front of the hotels. Yeah. Okay?
Right. We're not a problem if we're in a space that says taxi stand. We're not the problem.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, what if we suggest that they go to the hotels, and if there's a problem getting into the hack stand, then to report it to the TLC through 311? Or is this too much work? Okay? No, I don't think it's too much work. I think they should do it, okay?
Right.
Their reaction at the meeting didn't surprise me, but the blatancy did. Now she's talking about the police, okay?
There's a little bit of news now. You want to run this by me again?
I will send this to you. In fact, Mike could bring up the Park Central if it encouraged drivers to go to the hotels and get a fare. If they can't, call 311. Same procedure. The police aren't supposed to make the laws. They're supposed to enforce the laws. They're not supposed to decide what laws to enforce and what laws not. Okay?
Right.
If they see a law being broken, they're supposed to enforce it. Okay? That's why we have the laws.
There you go.
Okay?
Right.
All right?
And there shouldn't be a conflict of interest. If someone has a conflict of interest and it interferes with police policing people who are breaking the law, that person should remove themselves immediately, because you're getting into like a really weird gray area if that is in fact the case, which we're going to check out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is something that we have to definitely look into.
Yeah, well,
I know.
We need to fight for our rights. We need to fight for our rights. All the yellow cab drivers out there need to fight for their rights. Okay? When you pull up to a hotel and there are black cars there, pull in front of them. Pull behind them. Pull, you know, take up that taxi stand. Okay? That's not their taxi stand. Okay? They're there illegally and they're operating illegally.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is all news to me because, like I said, I'm thinking that, I mean, just from a standpoint, without dragging the police into a chicken spit situation every day, and I said spit, by the way, at what point does the general manager and the vice president and the owner of the hotel send a little memo down to the doorman and say, listen, if you keep giving jobs away from the cab drivers, if you keep giving $10 cab jobs to bogus limo hustlers for $50 and ripping off our guests, you're out of here. Don't come into work tomorrow. I mean, I can't understand what happens between the door man situation and the general manager's office inside the hotel. There's got to be some buffer where all of a sudden it's like, hey, stop that. You're going to get fired if you keep doing it. And why is there silence from upstairs? I can't imagine what would incentivize them to rip off their customers who are coming in there to pay $400.
The question is, how high does the corruption go?
How high? What level does the corruption go? Correct?
Right.
I mean, how far up? And you're from the street. You're from Brooklyn. How far up does the kick go? How far up does the kick go, as they say on the street?
Yeah. Well, it must go up pretty high.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how high?
Because if these doormen are allowed to do this, okay, if they're permitted to do this, then obviously the higher ups in the hotel know about it. Okay.
Well, like you said, I mean, there has to be a point where a hotel executive making $5 million a year doesn't want to deal with doorman tips. So there's got to be some guy in middle management who knows everything that's going on, and for whatever reason, he/she is letting it happen. And we have to look into that, too. I mean, this is just disgusting. And if I'm a hotel guest, and I got my wife and my little kids, one guy was walking over to me he was from Washington. And he had a Washington, whatever the hockey team is, the Washington Capitals. Mm-hmm. He was going to see the Rangers Garden, and he was coming over to the Yellow Cab.
Right.
And they're walking over to my kid. He goes, oh, sir, sir. And the doorman goes, sir, if you want some comfort for you and your family, take this car here. And I was like, what do you mean comfort? I just washed the cab. I vacuumed the cab. I got comfort over here. And he literally just walked them over to a limo hustler sitting in front of the Waldorf, and the guy looked like he just got out of rehab, the driver, and the outrage I felt, and I told the guy, I said, what are you doing? That's illegal. And he said, oh, get out of here. We had one of these, like, street yelling things, and I just took off because it wasn't my interest to make a stink, but I'm going to make a stink now because I'm wondering what the hell is going on.
That should not be.
Yeah.
That should not be. You see, this is something that's only happened in the last couple of years since the Uberians came into town.
The Uberians.
Right. Okay.
The invasion. Yeah.
Right. Right. I mean, it did happen before that, but on a very small scale. Okay.
Right.
I mean, here you're there legally, and he's practically plucking the fare right out of your legal taxi and putting it in this who knows what vehicle for who knows what times the taxi price.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I swear to you, if I was in New York, I would be running for mayor. I mean, somebody has got to stop this. Somebody has got to stop this, Mike. Okay.
And, you know, the other thing is that it's dawned on me, we can't be the only two people in New York, basically, who are annoyed at this. There has to be this onslaught of people who are going crazy and wondering when de Blasio and the city council are going to do something. And I'll tell you one thing, it's an election year. Nobody does anything until election year. And I think the city of New York has to start saying, listen, who are these people on the city council? Why aren't they doing anything to protect me? Why do they have all this chaos going on? Why are they allowing 50,000 new vehicles to pollute the air that I breathe? There's no benefit. Why are they allowing these vehicles to block up traffic? Why are they allowing the drivers of these vehicles to make less than minimum wage? And it's in their TLC charter that they have to protect the drivers' income, to monitor their income to make sure they make a living wage at least. I mean, you got a kid flipping hamburgers at McDonald's making more than an Uber driver at this stage of the game.
Uh-huh.
And also, like I said, with the fingerprinting, what about the security aspect of fingerprinting professional drivers? I don't have a problem with that. I'm a professional driver. I get drug tested once a year. I get fingerprinted. I don't have a criminal record. This is basic stuff. And who in the name of God would vote against your limo driver or your taxi driver being fingerprinted? It's mind-numbing. It's mind-boggling. And we have to stop pussyfooting around, in the words of the president, and they get back to work.
Look back, fingerprinted or not, they shouldn't be in front of the hotel stealing our business.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, like I said, again, a shout-out, a hat tip, a big bear hug to the people running the Park Central Hotel on 7th Avenue
right.
and 56th Street, because they shook the rug in front of their hotel and got rid of the riffraff and cleared out a path for the cabbies. And I think we owe it to them to say thank you very much, and the cabbies should treat their customers like gold,
mm-hmm.
and also that their customers should know that they are, in fact, treated with respect at
right.
the Park Central Hotel located
right.
immediately on 7th Avenue
right.
and 56th Street.
Right,
yeah.
And the other hotels should follow suit and do the same.
In
okay. All right, Mike, let's wrap this show up.
We're going to look into that. And like I said, we want to thank the audience. I want to thank the people who have helped us on the website. Let's rattle them off. We got Checker Taxi
oh,
Driver,
yeah.
their new
oh, yeah.
big, beautiful. Let me finish.
Yeah,
no, one, you can jump
yeah,
in.
No, go ahead.
We got Checker Taxi. Let me finish finishing.
You
want to jump here?
I'm not saying anything.
I am going to start. You're not. You're saying that you're not saying anything while you're talking. You understand that, right? It's like the looking glass. Ready? Here we go. I'm going to talk. You got it? 10, 9, 8. Right. Want to thank Checker Taxi over on 38th Avenue and 12th Street in Long Island City on their big, beautiful new taxi garage. They got free coffee, free donuts. They got very low taxi deals. Everybody loves Checker Taxi, and they are conveniently located in Astoria, New York, Astoria/Long Island City on 38th Avenue and 11th Street. Their phone number is, you can see it on the website, but their phone number is 718-361-6300. That's 718-361-6300. And Abe, you also got a couple of friends you want to talk about, too.
Yeah.
Say thank you for helping.
Let me bring up the website, you know, for a second. Give me a second here. Okay. Yeah. NYCTaxiNews.com. Okay.
Right.
You know, as long as you're throwing out phone numbers here. Okay. We got Taxi CPA, Tony. Okay.
Right.
He's doing your taxes this year.
Tax date
is getting closer. January's almost gone. Okay. Before you know it, it'll be April 15th or 17th, whatever the date is. So get your taxes done. 718-413-6126. That's 718.
And his number is?
That's 718-413-6126. And you can see his ad on the front page of NYC Taxi News. Click on the ad. It'll take you to his webpage. You can read about him. Okay? And and then we got Mr. Aldi. Okay? He's been around forever. Okay? With his taxi depot. Okay? He's moved his he's moved his shop from Long Island City. He's now right across from the taxi inspections. Place
right
in Woodside. Okay, his address is is on the website. Okay, if you click on his that little box that flashes in front of you 50 times a second, okay, you can't miss it. All right, and I think you got a guy in Brooklyn, Mike, that needs a.
Oh, I got a guy in Brooklyn. Got a guy in Brooklyn. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And once again, you've caught me in the middle of. Drinking coffee.
Well, the NYC Taxi Group, okay?
NYC, yes.
It says, come in, name your price, leave with car. How about nothing?
Right.
How about zero?
I don't think he'll do it for free.
All right, $5.
I mean, technically, it's like, if you said zero, he's going to give you a car with no wheels. So you got to negotiate a little.
No wheels and no right. gas, okay?
No meter, yes.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
but a sport.
But he's willing to let you negotiate with a price that's fair, okay?
So I talked to the guy. He's NYC Taxi Group. NYC Taxi Group. He's on 876 McDonald Avenue on the corner of Avenue F in Brooklyn, New York. God's country. And it's 718-253 3501. That's 718-253-3501. NYC Taxi Group in McDonald Avenue, right under the elevated train. And what a lot of people don't know is you can, if you ever see the chase scene from The French Connection, you'll see his garage underneath the L during the chase scene of The French Connection. That was, well, the movie was 40 years ago, but that's where he is. If you ever get lost, just bring up the chase scene from The French Connection movie. And that's right around the corner from where they are. But anyway, NYC Taxi Group at 718-253-3501.
Yeah, and you know, we have the ad from the MTBOT on its front page. If you click on that ad, it'll take you to their website, okay, which is Drive Yellow, okay, which there really is no other color to drive, okay?
Here, here.
Okay, and you could just get in touch with the MTBOT, and they'll direct you to a garage to drive one of their taxis, okay? If you're looking for a taxi to drive, okay? Keep driving yellow, keep the faith, kick the black cars away from the hotels, okay?
Yes.
And what more can I say?
And throw the criminals who are ripping us off in jail.
Yes,
Okay.
lock them up. Lock them up.
Lock them up.
Lock
Yeah,
them up,
I like it.
okay?
Oh, by the way, but we had a huge demonstration of for the a big snowflake demonstration over the weekend. So we're very proud about that. They were talking about some good thing about women's issues
Yeah.
and health care and all the disgruntled people who are scared to death now that Trump got elected. So I hope they figure it all out because I think a lot of guys are at these demonstrations with the women's stuff. I
Yeah.
mean, girls.
Well,
I got to start wondering
look,
what's going on with that.
look, look. You know, one of the things that they complained about in San Francisco is, and we'll end the show with this, all right? Is they think Trump is tied in with Uber, okay? And they blocked the Uber office. They locked themselves to the doors so nobody could get in, okay?
When was this?
Oh, a few days ago.
They locked themselves in the Uber office?
Yeah, they locked their hands to the entrances of the Uber office in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
You
No,
missed
we didn't
that
hear anything
story.
about that.
No, it's in the, it was in the news. Okay,
Right.
it may actually be one of the headlines that I posted. I'm not sure. Okay, you got to go through these headlines, Mike, every day.
Yes, I do. I do. I
Okay.
do what I can.
Okay.
I know, sometimes you don't think I do, but by God, I do. Listen,
Okay.
Abe, you've done a great job on the website, and I just want to say the only reason I'm snotty sometimes is because you wake me up right after I'm driving a cab all night. So I'm not exactly fine
Well,
for
I
that,
don't
but
wake you up
I
when
get
your
some.
phone's off. So don't tell me I wake you up. I mean, you just don't answer the phone, you know.
I don't have to, if I'm driving till 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't answer the
Yeah,
phone
you
at nine
don't.
o'clock.
Yeah, but you don't answer the phone at 4 o'clock in the afternoon sometimes, you know.
Well, look, I'm doing what I can. I'm dancing as fast as I can, as they say.
Yeah.
So, but you are doing a great job, and like I said, it's come a long way. We got people looking at the website right and left. How many people are looking at the website?
Actually, I'm gonna. You want some figures, Mike? I got figures for you. All right, let me.
Yeah, we'll
Let,
go with a little. Okay, folks, this is
I,
just we'll go with a
all
little
right, I'm
overtime
gonna
here.
give you some figures. If you give me a second here to go
Sure.
here, let me click on this, and let me click on. Let me click on. Hold on. Here we are. Click here. Click here. Okay. Just from yesterday. Okay.
Right.
Okay, yesterday we had, and I'm going to do a little math here on my computer. Okay, just give me a second. Okay, it's 707 minus 271. We had
Right.
436 page views on the website yesterday.
Right.
Okay,
Wow. How many?
436.
Pretty good.
That's great. You know,
Yeah.
a year ago we were only getting like a little over 200. So we have doubled actually in the last 6 months we have doubled our readership. Okay?
And it's thanks to you because you put together a great site. You've done the yeoman's job, my friend,
Yeah.
with a great site here for the cabbies and for the passengers
Yeah.
too. And I mean, when we first started this deal with this online radio show and the website, we were basically screaming in the wilderness, and it was a little discouraging at times because I
Yeah.
started just like you, wondering if if we're just spinning in the wind. But
Yeah.
now we have people listening and watching and telling friends, and we're getting some traction with this. And it's not only just for the cab drivers; it's for the good of the public because the public is wondering why all this weird stuff is happening. And we give them the view from the inside and try and bring them up to speed on what's going on. So we are relevant. And if you have any quest in life, it's to be relevant. And we're
Yeah.
relevant. So congratulations to you, and congratulations to the taxi drivers for finally getting some traction going.
Okay.
And I think that's our show.
Say goodbye, New York.
Goodbye. Goodbye, New York.
Goodbye. Goodbye to the rest of the country.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Goodbye, rest of the country.
And the rest of the world. We're on the internet. This is worldwide.
Yes, we are worldwide. And say hello and goodbye to the rest of the world. So thank you very much, Abe, for all the great work you do.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. So I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Got it. Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.